Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Something to look forward to is a family charity that supports thousands of families affected by cancer and the resulting financial hardship. It's now through to the finals of the National Lottery Awards in the Best Voluntary Charity Project category. Fiona Coldren is here from the charity. Hello, Fiona. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I gather you're on tenderhooks as well, because there's a potential arrival in the family any moment.
Yes, my daughter's currently in the Rosie at Addenbrookes in labour. I think it's been a bit of a long process for her, but we're all rooting for her and behind her.
Well, if the interview suddenly gets cut off halfway through, we know that good news has occurred and you've had to leave. But thank you for coming in. Tell me about the charity then and how it all started.
Well, the charity has a bit of a backstory, which includes our family. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. And at the time, it was obviously a great shock to our family. But one of the things that helped us get through was giving ourselves a little treat, something to look forward to. So that might have been a date in the diary, going out for a meal. It might have been going away for a weekend, going out for a family day out.
So something just extra over and above what you might normally have done.
Yes, yeah. And I think because when you're going through a tough time, when you're constantly having hospital visits, treatment, surgery, doing something nice and giving yourself a little bit of break from that every now and again is, it's really helpful. And it helps, sort of gives you some rest, some time to recuperate, and also some time to create positive memories with your family.
Yeah, I guess a double thing really, isn't it? Or maybe a triple thing, because you're looking forward to it. You have the memories once you've done it, so you can look back and actually you can, you know, despite everything, you can probably have a good time on the day itself.
Yes, and I think it not only helps the person themselves that is directly going through cancer, but it also helps family members and friends, mainly I think because it gives them something positive to talk about and helps them gives them something to say, come on, I know you're having a really tough time at the moment, but we've got this to look forward to.
But it's one thing putting things in the diary for yourself, it's taking it that next stage further and, well, basically doing it for others and indeed setting up a whole organisation in order to get that done. So at what point did you decide to do that?
Well, not actually till I said my original diagnosis was 2007. Then unfortunately in 2013 I had what's called a secondary diagnosis of breast cancer. It's also known as metastatic breast cancer. That means when it's spread somewhere else in the body and becomes an incurable condition. So I unfortunately was diagnosed in 2013 with secondary breast cancer. So everything came sort of flooding back to us, all the need. I guess in a way we'd sort of put things on the back burner, sort of got on with our lives, got back into the rat race to a certain extent, and then bang, we were hit with the secondary diagnosis. Mm. So again, those things became incredibly important to us. But also, one of the things we've sort of found out during our journey, personally and through the experiences of others, is the financial impact that cancer has on people and an incredible amount of people. I think it's a very under-recognised and very under-supported area. Lots of people have to work reduced hours. Self-employed people can't work at all. Some companies pay sick pay and will pay for a certain amount of time, but generally most people are impacted financially.
To a certain extent, I guess it depends, you know, where you are financially in the first place. You know, I'm not saying that anybody can, you know, everybody has expenses to a greater or lesser extent, and if you have a good job, you might have a nicer house to pay for. It's still,
yes,
the impact is still there. And at the other end of the scale, if you're You mentioned self-employed. It's a good good example. If you're not bringing the money in the first place, then it's probably even harder.
Yes, and I mean, we have heard through some of the agencies we were working with that some people are really, you know, even struggling to feed themselves and their families and pay for sort of essential items. So at a time when you sort of need something really nice going on in your life, and it's not it doesn't necessarily have to be something massive. It doesn't have to be flying off to Florida to swim with the dolphins.
This is a classic thing, isn't it? Is you know, the going to Disneyland thing as much as anything else. And I'm sure that's very rewarding for some, but I guess with the same money, you can do lots of little things.
Yeah, and often that's just what people want to do. They just want to just be able to have a night out with their partner or their family, go for a nice meal, maybe go to the theatre, just have a little bit of break. Some people haven't got the energy to fly to Florida and swim with the dolphins. Mm. So, yeah, sometimes those smaller things. And it might not be going out to do something. It might be having a gift sent to you. So something like some Pampa products, things like that give you a little bit of a lift. You can have a nice scented bath, those kinds of things.
So what kind of an organisation have you built around you? Are there many people involved now?
Well, so the idea behind Something to Look Forward To was originally my husband's, who's sat next to me in the studio at the moment. I'd sort of had a bit of a background in charity work, not in a health-related field, but similar. So we sort of set about setting up the charity, and we became a charity at the end of 2015. My daughter, who I just spoke about earlier, was a qualified registered social worker working in London in child protection. And she's just said that her passion was she wanted to come and work with us. So at the end of 2016, she gave up her job and she's now working for the charity. So myself and Francesca work full time. My husband still does a lot of voluntary work for us part time. And we also have a lot of volunteers that help us out as well. And often they're people that have received gifts from us that want to give
you
something.
Get a gift
back
and
afterwards.
Then hopefully things are a lot easier for them and they can come and help out afterwards.
Yeah, and so
afterwards.
Sometimes they've sort of done fundraisers for us, or they found gifts that have been able to be donated to us. One of the things that I sort of wanted to make clear is all the gifts and experiences we give away through Something to Look Forward To are all donated. So they're donated by mainly businesses, but some by individuals.
So their own products, or perhaps they buy something which they can then be passed on.
Yeah, it could be something like that. Or local restaurants give a meal out. We have localised restaurants, pubs.
You like to name a few, that's fine.
Okay. So well, in Cambridge, Fratelli's, the City Pub Group, which includes the Petersfield and a lot of other the pubs in Cambridge. Novi. Now I'm going to have to think on the...
No, it's fine. If you mentioned one, it feels like an advertising. You mentioned several, then you know everything's in. So you had initially you had some national lottery funding previously. Is that right?
Yeah, we received some national lottery funding to help us with our website, because when we started out, the website was quite small, and everything we did was done manually. But as we grew and more people were applying to us, we needed a much more automated system. So that cuts down on the administration and therefore frees up our time.
Yeah, you're spending more time actually doing the helping people bit rather than, dare I say, not necessarily being a pen pusher with a website, I mean.
So it helps us free up more time to source the gifts, which is a very, very big part of our work.
And now we have the potential of this award on the way. How did you have to put yourself forward, or did somebody recommend you?
No, we recommended ourselves.
That's fine. It's perfectly allowable.
It was actually my daughter who put in the application, and then we were lucky enough to reach the finals, which we are so excited about. You know, and we're up against six other charities across the country. Nothing along the lines of what we do, but I've obviously looked at what they all do, and it looks like very worthwhile.
Yeah,
causes.
This is a problem, isn't it? I'm sure they all are. This is a great difficulty about it. And how do you decide as judges as to what's going to happen?
Well, I think I don't know, but I guess. From our perspective, is that cancer touches such an awful lot of people these days. I don't think you know anybody that doesn't either know somebody personally or friend of a friend that hasn't gone through cancer. It is a sad fact of life today that cancer is so prevalent amongst people. Mm. And one of the things that we wanted to try and get across is that fact that we're all in this together and we can actually help each other. So that's why we see ourselves as a social action charity, and that's sort of going back to what I said a few seconds earlier. People that have sort of received help from us when they're having a really, really difficult time, when they've got back on their feet, they've come back and said, okay, I can do this for you now. And we find that really, really rewarding.
So is there any way we can influence the judges? It sounds like I'm suggesting a bribe here, really. I'm doing nothing of the sort.
I don't know if you've got any suggestions.
Well, I'm telling them good things about you. I don't know. Well, do we just have to wait and hope?
Well, yes, I guess. Well, what we want people to do is vote for us. That's really, really important to us, and we would really, really like the people of Cambridge to get behind us and vote. They can vote on lotterygoodcauses.org.uk/awards. Okay. Maybe we might be able to say that a little bit more.
We could say that once more at the end. We can also slip that on our website or Facebook page as well a little later on to make sure that people are going to get it down. Although it sounds a fairly easy one, actually.
Well, hopefully.
Tackled some of the ones at the university. Trust me, that's that's a very, very simple one. So how long do they have to do that?
They've got until midnight on July the 27th, so just about a month now.
I think probably we always say with these things, do it now. Don't say you'll do it next week, because you'll forget. Yeah. That's the key thing,
and
I think.
And we sort of also wanted to make the people of Cambridge aware of what we would be spending the money on.
How much do you get?
And we would win £5,000, which to a small charity like ours is a lot of money. And we, as I say, we would be spending it directly on people that are affected by cancer in Cambridge.
It's very much a local charity in all senses then, really, from start to finish.
Yeah, well, we started here. I've received my treatment at Adam Brooks. We already support an awful lot of people in Cambridge. But we have received a small amount of funding to set up a particular project in Cambridge. But this will enable us to expand that and reach even more people. And the thing, what we generally do with the money is increase the value of it. So if I could give an example of some previous funding we had in a different area of around this kind of amount, for that £5,000 to £6,000, it enables us to pass on in the region of £20,000 worth of gifts.
That's a pretty good shame. Yes. You can't get that sort of investment in a bank, really. That's absolutely superb.
That is our USP.
That's superb work.
We don't spend the money directly on the gifts, but we increase the value of that money a lot.
Remind us of that website address then, for people to vote for you.
It is lotterygoodcauses.org.uk/awards.
Okay, that's good. And how are you, by the way? We need to say you mentioned your own diagnosis.
Yeah. I'm not too bad at the moment. I'm going through a little bit of a tough time with a secondary diagnosis. It is very up and down. I've been on various trials which have worked, and I'm 5 years down the line from my secondary diagnosis. My cancer spread to my lungs, so it can affect my breathing. I'm currently in a little bit of a break from treatment because they're looking for something new for me. But I'm actually going to be going through... There was an article on BBC Breakfast this morning about women in Cambridge having genetic testing done on... I'm awaiting a biopsy on the tumour, so they can... Because there's so many targeted drugs out there at the moment, so I've got everything crossed that I'm going to be able to get on one of those.
I hope it goes well for you. Thank and I also you. Hope it goes well for your daughter as
Thank
well.
You.
It might be going well for even as we speak. We're totally oblivious to it all. Fiona, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Fiona Colden, and she is behind the charity Something to Look Forward To, which is what you have to enter in the box or tick the box next to when you go to that website. As I mentioned, we'll slip that on the Facebook page along with the podcast of that interview a little later on. It's 13 away from 6.